Let's go to the rural news now with Eric Frickberg. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Corin.
Now, the government's plans for water and the implications for farmers, not a lot of time for them to consult. They got a wee bit of an extension, didn't they? A few weeks.
2 weeks extra, yeah.
Yeah, but they are certainly engaging, it's fair to say, farmers.
Well, they are. There have been meetings around the country this month. They've been drawing in hundreds of farmers and some have driven for hours to attend. That's because they're worried about what the measures will do to their farms, namely impose huge costs. Now, the government says it wants to improve the ecological health of wetlands and streams by setting higher standards of water quality, by putting interim controls on land intensification, fencing off more waterways and other schemes. Now, two public meetings were held in Timaru yesterday. One farmer who attended was John Gregan. He has a dairy farm near Waimate. He says any changes need to be realistic.
Some of the things I've put in place I haven't really thought through very hard because I don't think they'll be possible. It'll be very, very difficult to implement. For instance, low nitrogen level they're talking about in the rivers. When you compare it with the rivers in Europe, no one's meeting those standards over there. Well, a handful of countries, likes of Iceland and Finland, but agricultural countries just won't meet those standards. So, are they realistic? I suspect they're not. If farming's going to continue in New Zealand, they'll have to relook at those standards for sure.
Now, Mr. Gregan says there's a feeling of frustration in the rural community at present.
We try to do our best. We realise that at times we haven't, and we need to improve. And I think a lot of work and effort's gone in, and I guess we feel a little bit like the whipping boy at the moment of the community, and that most of the problems, greenhouse gases and dirty rivers, are blamed on us. And as science evolves, we'll evolve the practices and we'll try and get better as we can.
That's dairy farmer John Gregan. Now, Nikki Hislop has a sheep and beef farm near Timaru, and she's on the board of Irrigation New Zealand and Beef and Lamb. She says farmers are very wary of the proposal and they want more detail.
The package that's been put forward feels incredibly prescribed from central government, and my concern is that some of the issues we're facing are really best dealt with at a catchment level.
Nikki Hislop adds the consultation period is way too short given the huge impact of what the government wants to do. Now, meetings with the primary sector wrap up next week and farmers have till the end of October to make submissions.
And the National Party certainly is being very vocal. It's accusing the government of ramming through these reforms.
That's correct, Corin. National's agricultural spokesman Todd Muller supports the principle of cleaning up the waterways, but he says the government should have properly worked out the costs of doing this before starting the process.
The only analysis that the government has provided is an assessment of the costs associated with putting up more fences, doing farm environment plans and the like. But what they haven't done is any economic or social analysis around what the impacts are going to be on individual farmers, their families and the wider rural community of the new water standards. Now, some of the data that we've seen from the government is suggesting reductions of up to 80% in some parts of the country, and there's no economic analysis or social impact of that.
Now, Todd Muller says some farmers will be forced to stop farming entirely and switch to forestry instead.
That will have a significant impact for their bottom line and their businesses, and it'll have a massive impact for their communities. And that cost of the impact of land changing to these new standards has not been considered. This is fundamental change for the way we farm. People want time to reflect on what's been proposed and what the implications are for them, their farms, and the wider community.
That's Todd Muller. Now, earlier this week, the Minister of Agriculture, Damien O'Connor, told Parliament of 14 pages of economic modelling, and he told Mr. Muller the whole matter wasn't yet final.
Mr. Speaker, we haven't made decisions on these issues. That's why we have a discussion document out there. Mr. Speaker, if that member continues to go around the country and paint the worst possible scenario, when in fact the vast majority of farmers in this country are trying to do their very best, the changes they will have to make will be far less than anything he or his mates project.
And that's Damien O'Connor, and that's Rural News.